head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, is joining us. Tom, I said it on the air, I think this game made both of these teams a whole lot better.
Oh, it was a hell of a game. You know what, one of those games you like being part. I just told our guys, you know what, you never, ever feel bad about, you know, we all want to win, Schulze, and that's kind of the business we're in, but I couldn't ask any more out of our players. We could have won that game five different times. They could have won it five different times. They did win it, but we did everything we had to do, and that was just an unbelievable hockey game to watch and be part of. And it was a great effort by our guys.
Third period down the stretch there, you pull the goalie, and I thought, you know, you certainly executed that situation right. And how important is it to execute those kinds of things here leading into the playoffs so that it's somewhat fresh?
I think so, Schulze. I think the one thing we got to do a little better job with, I think, when we pull the goalies, we got to pressure a little quicker. You can't back up because now you're buying time for the puck carrier. And so you got to watch those types of things. But, you know, basically, too, when you pressure, you're forcing these guys to hurry. And but, again, I'm over-talking right now, Schulze, from the standpoint. These are little things. At the end of the day, our guys did a great job. And, boy, there were some close calls right there. And their goalie made a couple big-time saves when he had to, Schulze.
So did Michael Bitzer. I think it was his second save in the second period. He is now the all-time leader in saves in BSU hockey history. He makes it look so darn easy and so darn good. Of all the goalies that have played here, he might go down as the best.
Well, again, there's a lot of good goalies, and, you know, I obviously said it on the WCHA. He's the best player I've coached since I've been here at the Division I level. And, his statistics, you know, validate that. You know, statistics and his awards and what he means to our club. And, Schulze, we talk about Bits all the time. So, we know what he's about.
How important is it to get Jay Dickman and Kyle Bauman involved in the scoring column again?
Yeah, it was nice. And, there was a turnover, and we converted on that.
Was that Dickey who threw it from the left side corner there right at the end, the play that was reviewed?
I think so. I was writing something down on my notes, and I think you're right, but again, I next thing our guys are going, it's in, and then there was a little chaos as you saw, and then did we stop a breakaway at that particular point too, right after it?
Yes.
But our guys came on. We knew it wasn't a goal. Even Dickey goes, no, it wasn't in.
Could the refs even see it?
Probably not. They had to review it. We didn't have to burn the last 10 minutes, you don't have to burn a timeout. So, but, you know, we contemplated if we should. They were a little tired. So we didn't allow them to change. You still got to keep your same guys on the ice. But we allowed them, you know, and obviously, again, we allowed those guys to get their win back a little bit. But it was more important for us to get a face-off play drawn up and what we wanted to do, and we still had our timeout. So we contemplated for a few seconds Wednesday night, but we just thought it was a safer play just to call the timeout and not worry about who they're putting out, just worry about what we're doing.
You have always said that freshmen aren't freshmen after once the calendar flips to January, but what does an environment like this on the road mean to these guys going forward?
Makes you a better hockey team, Schulze, but we'll see how let's respond tomorrow.
Best of luck.
All right, Schulze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Minnesota State, a 2-1 winner.